Hey.
We're back with another episode.
We're back.
In the Clouds podcast.
Yep. Tyler, T-Torg back in the building.
T-Rad. T-Rad's back.
Shmuddy.
Yeah.
And Nick is six.
Nicky six. So yeah, we're just... It's been a long time, a couple months. You know,
crazy times.
Yeah. Shit's been crazy with all this 2020. I mean,
for sure.
What can you say about it?
Quite the fucking year.
Yeah. Well, nah. Yeah.
Kind of ruined our senior year, honestly.
Yeah.
And freshman.
Senior and freshman.
This is the worst time. For sure. We still have experience the full college.
No, not at all.
Not even
like
close.
We would have gone to football games. Like, missed out on sports. We could have gone to more colleges.
Tyler would have popped out at the North Carolina football game.
No.
Tyler's everywhere.
I've been everywhere. Yeah. You know, Wisconsin, Mankato.
Facts.
Me and T-Rad have been going places.
Madison, Eau Claire.
Yeah, Eau Claire. Yeah, that was chill.
Hey, if you're hearing this, we're famous. Let us know what college we should go to next.
Yeah. Hey.
Shit.
Just hit us with hit my line, you know?
Slide the DMs.
Yeah.
DraftKey5.
Yep. Tyler_Torg. All platforms.
You can find him on Tinder.
All platforms.
You know me.
Well, not on PS4.
Except PlayStation.
Corey Torg is PS4.
I've been on my grind lately with that, though, you know?
PlayStation?
Yeah,
a little bit. Pretty trash, but
yeah. I haven't played it in three or four days.
But, like, COD has been decent, honestly. Never thought I'd play COD.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shows. You're like a good bot, you know.
Good bot.
You're a good bot.
Not for Fortnite.
Yeah, low key cold in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Jesus. High key, man.
High key. My edits were insane.
He shot a total of 10 times.
That's my edit. They call him Tyler the Builder in that tree. Well,
I like Bob the Builder. I used to watch that shit.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to be referenced to.
Yeah.
We definitely could have guessed.
More about cause.
Hey, it's Tyler the Builder too. He'll fix anything you need.
Yeah. God. Except the hole they put in the house.
Damn.
Hey, I said I'd fix it, so it's up to them.
He Venmo'd that $750 and got out of there, you know?
Yeah, he looked it up online. The patch kit was $7.50. Yep. He did it exactly.
Yep. Exactly. I'm a big saving type of guy.
So how'd you put a hole in the wall again?
Well, I was having some fun, you know, dancing
downstairs.
And I slipped. My foot just kind of gave out.
I feel like you were doing a move.
I was doing a move. I was busting a move.
What move?
You want me to break it out right now? Up and not in the studio?
I mean, just like explain it.
So I was giving a little shuffle, like a little,
I see. Yeah. Give us an example.
Give
us an
example.
Yep. Tough.
And I just kind of slipped.
If your foot just went through the wall.
Just went through. Yeah.
Yep.
We'll release the footage of Tyler recreating the dance for you guys.
Yeah. Jeepers! Squeaking like a motherfucker. Back in ninth grade, Dude, remember in like ninth grade when we all would just squeak like that?
It was like seventh, eighth grade.
You were in your peak then.
I'm
squeaking, bro. It's squeaking. Really? For sure,
I think my squeaking was like eighth grade,
probably even earlier.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't know eighth grade, your homeschool.
Yeah, homeschool. They call it
middle school. Middle school is low key. Middle school is low key so lit though.
Lit.
Like, we always talk about this, but going back and like living 1 week of middle school with the memories we have now would be so fun.
Insane.
Because, like, if we didn't have the memories we had now, I would literally go up to, like, you two in middle school and just be geeking, and you guys would have no idea what's wrong with me. You'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We're not close like that, but I would just be geeking.
Geeking.
And like, I was friends.
Classes were not.
I'd get suspended twice in 1 week.
Oh, yeah. I got suspended.
I almost got suspended by association.
So, didn't your brother get suspended, too?
Both of them got suspended multiple times.
Speaking out or something. Yeah.
Tyler, would you like to share your when you got suspended?
Oh, yeah, guys. So, a lot of you guys probably know this story. But I'll just retell it. So, 7th grade, you know, they're on the no phone shit, of course. Miss Badayan?
Yep.
Badayan.
Core teacher.
Yep. I put my phone on the desk. You know, you had to have it on the desk, face down, right? I pulled it out of my pocket and put it face up, and she took it for the rest of the day.
I thought you swore at the language.
No, then I'm getting, okay, yeah. Okay. And then, so it was right about when class was to end. So I'm like, all right, I can take out my phone. That didn't bother her. She took that shit. So I'm walking out of class. I'm like, motherfuck. Mother effer. And Miss Kelm, bitch ass, heard me. I get a call down to the office 3 days later after it's happened. In school suspension for swearing.
Damn.
Then my dad came in. He's like, I went home, told them my mom and dad what happened. They're like, damn, that's bogus. Like, they shouldn't be suspending you. So I was like, yeah, just if you want, if there's a problem, you can talk to our dickhead, Mr. Libby.
So, our dickhead.
Dude, I hated that guy, low key.
He was a jerk.
He was out for me.
So my dad
gave him a call, and they're like, yeah, we can come and chat in person or whatever. So my dad came in when I was getting on the bus that day, and Mr. Libby stormed onto the bus. Before that, he slipped on the ice and fell on his ass. And my dad saw him.
The doors.
Yeah, he ran to the bus, grabbed me. Then we sat down, had a talk with my dad and Mr. Libby and me. And he's like, dad's like walking out. He's like, well, if you suspended him, this is going to be all over WCCO. You'll hear about this.
There was no news story. There was none.
So did you actually end up getting suspended?
No.
Nice.
I just had it right
away. Oh, you didn't?
No.
But, also, too, we had to go out, like, the fucking side doors in middle school. And we had huge main doors, but we weren't allowed to use them for some reason.
Some odd reason.
And do you want to give your impersonation of Mike, what he said?
My dad's like, yeah. You got these kids marching like Mr. Robotos down the hallway. But, yeah, besides that happening, middle school is lit.
Yeah.
I was telling my brothers today, like, this is sad as fuck, but my brother's like, kind of wish I grew up, like, not in, like, this generation. Because I was like, I said, like... We were honestly like our grade, our generation was like the last kind of group of kids to like just play outside all day.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah, like think about growing up in like the 80s or something. Well, no technology.
My brother said he wished he grew up in that today. I was
for
like,
sure.
The music.
Really the music, ridiculous. Technology, because that is like a toll on society.
Dude,
hella
all of Lucas's grade, he's in seventh grade right now. Like, they just sit inside.
And
all the
vaping,
time.
Bro.
Yeah.
That shit's going, like, fourth grade now, bro.
Well, yeah. And you even think about, like, what the kids did, like, back then. Like, when you were in, like, eighth, ninth grade, you, like, what we did, basketball, you would play that, like, morning till literally the sun went down. Like, you would be with your friends, like, biking around town. Like, that was, like, the fun times. Like, yeah, we are kind of the last generation that, like, did that.
My brother doesn't even do that. He's only 3 years younger. My sister just
games inside, does stuff like that. Yeah. Like, they don't do that. Like, we would play, like, Ghost in the Graveyard.
Night games and stuff, bro.
Night games
and stuff,
bro.
Fun, dude. Those are the best memories.
I don't think my brothers ever played night games, and I used to play
every weekend.
Every weekend.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like when it was school time, but like it was still warm out, and weekends just hit.
Yep.
It
was like all black and
football at the freaking park.
Yeah, that's the thing. You'd always be outside,
just
bro. You'd be
playing wiffle ball. Like
wiffle ball was
God.
So lit.
That was honestly
all that stuff.
I think wiffle ball is number one in my childhood. Like the amount of times I played
wiffle
that
ball is so
with
fun.
Memories, like nothing like hitting a home run over the fence.
Oh,
did
like basketball.
Did you ever play at Cody's?
No,
dude. That stuff was
shout out Cody Kelly.
I was trying to play in that tournament.
1 year I played, you know, championship.
MLB bone.
MLB
nah, but listen to this. So I'm on I think I'm with Kyle Hayden and like Travis maybe.
Damn, bring it way back.
Nope. Just Travis and like other people.
Yep.
And I'm horrible the whole like season, right? Like, cause it's like a 3 day thing or something. Like I'm striking out cause like these guys are throwing like knuckleballs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I can't hit
they
that
don't
stuff.
Mess around.
No,
I'm
they
like,
don't.
Yeah, I'm like 13.
Yeah.
Championship comes, you know, Kyle Hayden's pitching. He gives me one grand slam.
No.
In the championship game.
Walk off.
Nah, just a grand slam. And then they tried to accuse me of not touching third base, and they're like, "He's out." Then I'm like, "You guys are tripping! Like I'm not out." And so you know, I got the grand slam. And
nice.
You guys won the game.
Yup.
Won the chip. Nice.
Won the chip.
That's tough. Yeah,
for real.
I got. Remember even like just like those what you see on like social media nowadays, the like green boxes that are sometimes in front of people's yards, like just sitting there all the time. That'd be like
yep, the hangout spot.
The hangout spot.
Where you go
or like that's where we would like
we
make
had
the
one of
plans
those.
For the night.
Or
like
so
we would
awesome.
Decide
like, or, like
what
the
game
base
we're playing.
For
yeah.
The base
get back
for
from tournaments and stuff. Mm-hmm. Go hang out with friends.
Yeah. Oh. Sleepovers after tournaments were so lit.
Sleepovers playing 2K.
Yeah.
Going to practice games in middle school, bro.
Wow.
The hill.
The hill was
those were great.
That Schmoyer thrived back then. Schmoyer thrived at the hill.
Hold on.
I used to wheel girls.
No cap.
Hold on.
Tyler Loki used to wheel in middle school too.
I did.
Cali Joe Tice. Tall. Cali Burning. He got all them bitches.
With that hair too. With that hair.
Oh God, guys. It was like JB on steroids, Loki.
No cap, bro. I say much.
Wait.
Much.
Honestly. No. It was horrible. It was the coconut on top of my head.
If you guys have ever seen Ned's Declassified, he was coconut head.
Worse.
It might have been worse.
It was like a longer Lloyd Christmas, I'd say, from like Dumb and Dumber.
Yep.
Okay.
It was.
Like a little bit of bowl cut.
But I still pulled probably one of the hottest girls in our grade, you know.
Wait, who was that?
Cali Joe Tice at the time, for sure.
Biggest cap I've ever heard.
Is that a cap? I don't even know.
I don't think
that's
a cap.
Holy shit, that's a cap.
Dude,
She was kind of bad for a middle school.
She had some hunger.
Like bad.
But yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and then Same Oz got on that.
Oh. Same Oz.
Speaking of Same Oz, that motherfucker.
Shout out to Same Oz.
Yo, Cali girl, leave that Cali girl alone.
good advance.
Floater.
Hey, nice. Remember when I got cornered in the bathroom from him? He grabbed my shirt.
I hope he's listening. That'd be funny. So.
That'd be lit.
Same Osh. Remember when? No rough times, man. Love
same
you.
Same Osh. Same Osh. Remember when? If you're listening, remember when Jackson was talking about your mom? You threw him up against the wall. You said, "Don't you ever talk about my mama like that ever." That shit was that funny. Was classic.
Middle school was honestly hilarious.
Yo,
hilarious,
do you guys remember when we pulse reach yep, people like yep. you would jump up?
Dude, yeah. Remember Kendamas?
He got so pissed. Yeah. Same Osh was the kid that got pissed.
Yeah.
He was enraged. like, don't you ever dunk on me again? Yeah. Like, damn, bro, it's just a jump. Like, we're bro, it's nothing serious.
Bro, remember Kendamas when we go to
the oh, yeah, shoot.
Best Kendama Earth to ever go nope, for St. Michael's history. Nafon.
Okay.
Easy. He had 30 of those bitches.
Never watched nice. Him.
On middle school West, sixth grade, that dude would be whipping nah. tricks. Yeah.
He goes oh, high school.
Bro.
West, I was nah. I was in Kendama high school, though. Yeah,
yeah. Bro, oh, bad. Activity night.
I was in the Kendama.
That was the lit. Peak of my childhood. I lived for activity
you would literally night. Go to the dance floor just thinking you're a badass. Like, you thought it was
not
so
talking
fun.
To one girl.
Yeah, I'd yeah, come yeah. back sweating.
Yep. Sweating. Go to the freaking concessions and get yep. just a cold pop.
Yep. Yeah,
cold pop. Walk down it, Pepsi, go back.
What up? It's like a beer at the yep. time.
Like, and you always like, what walked up? In like, with like your whole group and you thought you guys were like so dope. You're
yep.
Like,
oh, yep.
Do you guys go to the formal, 8th grade?
No.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure we started stupid.
Either, yeah. I think
no, we had
Samantha had a party, I think.
Yep. So. It was something else, bro.
Somebody had a party.
Kayla definitely had a party. She always had parties.
Oh.
Dang, did she?
She had to have,
didn't really get invited much.
Oh, maybe.
Set homeschool.
Tyler, homeschool. Yeah, Tyler hung out with Corey and Mike. On
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
People from Kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking about my mama like that.
Yo.
No, but if it was lit, low-key.
Yo, mean, was it 7th grade, bro? Gavin DeCapo.
In my class.
Is that his name?
Yeah, DeCapo? Gavin DeCapo was prime funny.
Dude.
Funniest in our
I've told you guys all this, but, dude, we're sitting in class one day. I think Tyler's in my class, right?
Yeah.
We're like silent reading. You know, we had those in English or whatever. We're silent reading, dead silent. Someone just lets out a freaking, like, I'm talking shark. Right? Oh. It's dirty.
It's massive. It's massive.
Dirty. And everyone's like, what the hell was that? We look at Gavin. He stands up. He's like, oh my God. He sprints out of the class. We see him go in the bathroom right across the hall. We're like, oh my God.
That might be a 4 out of 10.
Bro, yeah.
Dude, Holly Ilias did that too. Remember, she was like standing over a lab table, bro.
Oh my God, Holly.
And literally, all of a sudden, she like grunts, and then she literally shits her pants.
Everyone visibly looks.
She waddles yeah. out of class, comes back, brand new pants.
Someone told me you could visibly see like
the imprint.
Because I mean, no disrespect, but I heard she wore a diaper. Yeah, is that
yep,
true?
Yep.
I heard you could like visibly see like her diaper enlarge. From the yeah, shit.
Damn, bro.
Top five funniest yeah. memories of middle school, though. Tyler talking to Jane. When Jane used to make those bird noises. And she would do bird noises. Jane was lit.
Yeah,
Jane was lit. We were friends with... We loved Jane. Me and Tyson were seriously so, like, friends with
them. Yeah, we had, like, swimming
Cody?
With them and
yeah,
stuff, bro.
We were
that
friends.
Was fun.
Yeah. Cody was swimming. She was in my 7th grade swimming, or my gym class, and it was pretty fun.
Who's someone that went
she
to
chased
middle school
me
that
time.
Moved away? That no, was just hilarious.
There's so many people like that in, like, elementary
just
school.
Just disappeared.
That, like, low-key, just one year, didn't come back.
Hold yeah. up.
And am nobody
I,
really knew.
Am I yeah. tripping? But was it Patrick Livingston that went away for a while?
Yeah.
He's...
Did he go to
he
like
did something bad?
Yeah, he did something
yeah,
bad.
I think he got.
I heard he got like not locked up, but he went to like an asylum.
Yeah, he did.
No, I heard he wait. Okay, I don't know if we can talk about this on a podcast, but I heard he was snuck into the girls' locker room and was taking
oh,
videos.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, we could talk about it on the
podcast.
Oh my
yeah. god, you I guys mean, remember?
No way, he's listening. But if he is, what up, Pat?
What up, Pat? You lit.
You were my sixth grade.
You came back high school, didn't you?
Lawrence Grunke. You guys
never nah, been? Never heard.
Maybe
of
he went to West. Yeah, I think he raped his sister.
Dude, oh my God.
Well.
Dude, someone else did too. Yeah. I went to St. Michael. Yeah. Yep. Nah, jeez.
Hey. Who? Can't have any leeway for those people.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, another funny moment. Sixth grade, Brandon Heaton. You guys know who that is?
Oh, he's lit.
Lit.
He was ooh, awesome. Lit. Brandon Heaton. Bowler.
Football player in sixth grade.
He was just an athlete.
He chased me into the library me and Cedric.
Oh, that was hilarious. Hilarious. Bro. Oh, hilarious. Brandon, I loved Brandon. Brandon was, he came Brandon up to awesome. Me middle, awesome. Middle of MOA, bro, and was no. like, Tyson. I'm like, what up, bro? Yeah. He's like, what's up? I'm like, holy shit. Lit.
I saw
bro, Jana. You guys didn't go to STME, but at STME in first grade, we had the funniest kid ever, and his name was Bryce, and he was so dang. Weird. He was literally standing on top of the urinal jumping, and it fell and completely shattered in the bathroom.
The urinal? As a first grader?
As a first grader. What? He was jumping on the urinal. It completely shattered. He was hilarious.
How did he not crack his head open?
I don't know. I wasn't in there. I just heard a crash. We go out there. He walks out with his hand on his head. He's like,
oh my gosh. Well, listen to this story. Brett was kind of like Tyler in middle school. My brother just... They were out to get him, for sure. And somebody took a shit in the urinal. They checked the cameras. And Brett went, like, in and out of the bathroom around that time or something. And so he got called into the principal's office, and they accused him of shitting in the urinal.
Hey, good for him.
Yeah. Wasn't him, but...
Damn. I mean, I know what he's been through.
Oh, what?
Middle the rules at East were crazy.
Horrible rules. They're horrible now, too.
I got detention for going to open gym without an ID.
Yeah.
Dude, I almost got suspended for saying these men's get you high.
Dude, I almost got suspended for being associated with Keegan.
Yeah, thanks, Keegan, for grabbing our IT teacher's ass.
I couldn't even eat cookies at our high school walkthrough.
Carson literally got suspended because he said to a kid that I was on his baseball team that he was friends with, want to fight? Like, as a joke.
Oh, yeah, Lucas was
good. And, he got suspended for that.
I got detention for flipping Adam a highlighter. Just toss it. Mueller gave me detention.
Math grade Mueller?
To be honest, it's worth it, though.
Tyler was hilarious in that math class. He used to smack himself in the face. Me, Sean, and Kayla would be laughing at him. Stop. And he would say, stop, bro, stop smacking himself.
Because Mueller would be off a beam, man.
Yeah.
You knew as a middle schooler, like, no matter how tough you acted in front of your classmates, if you got in trouble and you're walking down the hallway,
you were scared.
You're crapping your pants.
Oh, so honestly, every single time the phone rang, my heart dropped.
Yeah, you
every
don't time. Want to come home yep. that
oh,
day.
Every time.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about, too. Yeah, like, the phone would ring, you'd think, it's for me. Yeah, it's for me.
That carried over into, like, 9th or 10th grade, too. When I was off a bean sometimes, the phone would just ring.
I never got in trouble in high school once.
I think like, down, like, I think once I got twice.
Detention freshman.
Olsen's class, me and Nick messed around. I'd steal a clicker.
Dude, we...
I never got in trouble.
We tore it up.
We were... Jerks.
Yeah, but he loves us.
He loves us. Honestly, I don't know if he loves us.
I had a problem with Kelly. That was bad.
Who?
Kelly, the girl.
Mrs. Kelly?
No.
Kelly Campbell.
Holy shit.
Yo, that... Oh, I saw
Kelly,
that.
I know you're listening. Up. Tyler is still interested.
Nope.
Dude, that's fucked.
Sorry. You'll understand if you hear the story.
Tyler just
care to explain it?
Realistically, Tyler just has so many girls obsessed with him, it's hard to keep track.
For real, dude.
Bitches keep coming.
He said no comment.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about it. You know
what he's saying is facts.
It's human nature. It's just they're attracted to you and stuff.
Yep.
Trying to think of the funniest moment of my high school career.
Oh my, that's tough.
Funniest ever. Couldn't tell you.
I think
what the dude. Okay. What are the funniest? One of the funniest low key was Zach Olson in the student teacher.
Oh yeah,
he was hilarious.
He trained right here.
He trained for a year and a half.
Fuck
probably.
You, Steve, right to his face.
Said he was a pedophile.
Right after they last put out his story,
He just walked out.
He said, "I'm sorry for this. I let so many down."
Yeah,
he told. Cool. I got home. I'm like, Zach, like, what? Like, where'd you go after the game? He's like, I left.
Yeah.
I just left.
He just walked out of school.
Yep. Yeah.
And nobody was going to tell
Which, me. Honestly, I gained respect from him for that.
Yeah. I never did that. Never just left class and got, like, a full
attention. I don't think I did either.
Okay, maybe the funniest high school memory, though, our winter pep fest.
You can say we were
baked. And, Alyssa, our friend. Shout out, Alyssa. I know you listen to me.
Alyssa, I know you listen, girl.
So they're calling names for tug of war or whatever, and all of a sudden everyone was thinking the same thing, like, get Tyler to go up there.
That's
bro. So everyone, all of a sudden, they're calling names, and everyone's like, Tyler, they called your name, and this dude is tweaking.
I was top two most, not two either, might have been most tweaked ever. My heart was out of my chest.
He was looking left and right. People are like,
He's like, he's like me? Like, he's looking around me?
Finally, Alyssa had enough. She shoves Tyler up there, and honestly,
I started walking.
I had secondhand embarrassment from it. I'm like, Tyler, it was come bad. Back. You did not get called, bro. And even 30 minutes after the fact, he was still tripping if he got called or not.
Dude, Tyler, you... In the student teaching game, you should have been hilarious. You should have, like, came over to, like, our sideline and done, like, the LeBron thing or something. Seriously. Just so funny.
I should have.
People would have geeked. Everyone in the school thought you were funny, bro. Like, it would have been hilarious if you would have just fucked around.
Fuck.
He did.
Or, like, in warm-ups, if you would have tried to dunk or something, it would have been hilarious, bro.
Honestly, I was shitting my pants. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah, it was.
My first shots were not good.
Spoiler hit a deep one.
That was my first shot. Yeah. Over Trainer Brian.
You did a little silly, didn't you?
Yeah, I said he was too small.
Yep, nice.
Classic.
I found two to go.
He's gone now.
Yep.
Trainer Brian's nice. Gone.
Gave him the real rock star.
Okay, T. With the Phoenix Suns, Devin Booker.
I really should have came up to you guys and should have dove for a ball. Like, help me out. Like, tap me up. Like, let's go. And then run down the sideline, just high five everyone.
Slapping over his hands. Rip your shirt off.
Yeah.
You should have actually got chopped.
Hey, who do you think the MVP of the student teacher game was?
Andrew.
Okay. I got a sleeper in
there. I don't even remember.
Oh, yeah. McCovey.
Michael McCovey.
He came with a bag.
He came with a strap.
He shot. Probably missed one shot.
Yeah.
He played good. Probably 10 points.
Not a single person on the team knew he was playing. All of a sudden, he just started playing with
us. Yeah, he's in my class. I'm like, and like I was coaching or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, Nick, you can like lead the, I think, head.
Yeah.
And McCovey's like, oh, you're playing? I'm like, no, he said, like, are you coaching? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, are you playing? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what the heck, bro? Like, when did this happen?
Honestly, there's so many things, like, I wish I could.
I wish I would have done it.
But, like, yeah, looking back, like, you just don't know.
I still had fun, but I wish I would
have. No, realistically, though.
But stuff like
had
that.
So wish... much more fun senior year, like, not caring about what people thought about you and just, like, living your life than, like, the first three. You know what I mean?
Oh, for like, sure. If you're still listening at this point, like, literally don't give a fuck.
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you're a freshman, truthfully, don't care what the upperclassmen think because they'll be gone in the future.
And they honestly don't
care. No, they don't care. I could care less what any of the freshmen would do.
For sure.
They'll say they hate freshmen, but at the end of the day, you don't pay attention.
We all got insanely close, like end of junior year, senior year, and that was easily the just most fun.
If we had a completely normal senior year, it would have been crazy.
Would have been insane.
Yeah. Like realistically, if we had four more years of high school after what the 4 years we have, we would enjoy our next 4 years so much. Like it would be the best memories of our life. Care. Not even close.
Not like in living the same kids. In the moment, high school is kind of like shitty.
Yeah.
But looking back, like best times.
Yeah, that's like if we could go back for four more years with the same people, we would literally like
our grade
have so much fun.
Definitely just starting to get close to
just start 100%.
That's the problem with high school though, bro. Like the clicks.
I hate
you know they won't go out of them. They won't go out of them.
That kind of they honestly like they should just build a huge ass middle school and like have one middle school because low key that's what the clicks were from.
Yeah,
like
you
weren't like close 100%. With West people and stuff. And then once we all finally like got connected, like the girls from West, we weren't that close with.
Just use the high school as a middle school and build a high school.
Literally,
we're gonna need one.
Build a brand new huge high school. Use that as a middle school and. Then the East and West can be elementary schools.
But just damn. Think how much money, though, we just put into that
high
school, bro.
Build it next to it. Why can't they be close to it?
Are we actually building it?
Just use it.
No. Actually, I did.
I heard something about
in the next 5 years.
Maybe 5 years.
I don't know.
We'll have to.
Albertville will have their own school.
Yo, on that topic, what happened to that amusement park that was supposed to go?
I think it got canceled.
Yeah, I'd assume.
When?
I heard someone.
I thought it was supposed to be like 20.
I assume it's canceled.
I thought I heard 2022, and they would have to start like literally 2 years ago.
I don't know.
You can build an entire amusement park in 2 years.
Less than
2 years. 1 year. You can't build an entire amusement park.
Think about how much like. Attraction. Oh, it would take bring in the
dude. The thing is, if you did that, you would have to split St. Michael and Upperville because we would become as big as Lakeville EP, like those big schools. We'd be honestly bigger.
Think about growing up with a rivalry with Albertville. That would be insane.
Yeah. Be awesome.
Well, the thing is so many people would have been like not in our school that like we're friends with.
Yeah,
so many people. But actually, no. Albertville would get we'd stomp Albertville every time.
Oh, yeah. Stomp.
They would have half the talent we have.
Yeah.
Not even close.
If it was our class right now.
Albertville was like half of West.
Yeah. For real.
For sure.
So, St. Michael would be much bigger. Albertville would probably be like a 3A school or like a 2A.
I think we could
move up.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. But St. Michael, like, the Loki were big enough, we could still stay up or be four.
We'd be bad for a while, but we could stay
up. I think we would be great. We've been playing 5A for, or 6A for the last 2 years now.
Well, for what's
Oh, you're saying if we move down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we'd be...
We would well, depends where we get put. Like, I think Elberville would be horrible unless they got put in, like, two
or
three.
But that's the thing, though, is who do they play if they're 2A in Elberville?
Yeah, no but who, like, seriously, who do they have? Like, Elberville literally had half of Westboro. Think about, like, their talent, like, even, like, basketball.
Kale, Boston.
No, Kale is on...
Yeah, Kale's not.
Really? St. Michael.
Oh, Boston's Elberville.
Yeah, they would have Boston. Oh, they would have the rest of the basketball players. They would literally have Boston, and they would have...
Just Mavs.
No one. I honestly can't think. Is, like, Joey Miller technically considered West? Coons would.
That's an Elberville, right?
Yeah.
Coons would thrive.
Coons would have thrived in Elberville. Coons would have started
for the
team.
Isn't our high school in Elberville?
No. It's the road that's...
It's the border.
Separated, yeah. It's the border.
Really?
So, like, Taylor Beeler would have went to West... Or, I mean, went to Elberville and, like, that, like, neighborhood and up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kalen, Brooke.
Brooke. Wow.
Rachel.
Miles.
Saw the golf of course, yeah.
But, like, for some reason, there's, like, none of the athletes live over there.
None of them.
Dang.
We all lived, I felt like, pretty close. Like, all of us, like, you guys
were... Like, our whole entire friend group would have been together, except unless you considered, like, Carl's house, or, like... Because he doesn't even live in St. Michael or Elberville.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know where he would have went, but every one of our other friends would be with us. Like, even the Highlands, like, Flamang would be with us.
That'd be... Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other friends that would have...
Sorry if we forgot you.
Yeah.
Well, realistically, most of our friends, if not, like, almost all of them, came from East.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like...
Guy friends?
Yeah. Like, CeCe, Flamang, and Carl are the only ones that went to West. Oh. Yeah, Joe, Ty,
Brandon,
Andrew, all
and
of us.
Of me.
Brandon,
yeah,
Sean,
half of you.
Mo went to West.
Mo went to East, too.
Half. He went half.
Yeah, for 2 years.
Yep.
That's when I got
me and him.
Birch went to East. Birch. Yeah, Sean, Keegan.
Yep.
Brandon, all of them.
Samaji.
Samaj.
Ben Fiddler.
I know. Miguel. Shout out Miguel.
Fiddler.
Benny ball game.
Hey, shout out Fiddler.
Hey, shout out Krispy Kreme, baby.
Yeah, no cap.
Oh my god, you gotta stop
posting. Dude,
because it looks so because it looks so damn good.
Dude,
me and Joe. Makes me mad every time I need those.
Me and Joe just saw Benny ball game at Lian Chin.
Tough.
Yeah. He's making
on
big
the topic. Lian Chin's a top three food.
Panda's much.
Food, no, dude.
I like Panda
more. I'd say right now, Ben's making probably the biggest moves in our grade. Flying planes? That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Really, I couldn't
really
fly
cool.
a plane
really
right
cool.
now.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah, yeah. He's making moves, bro.
Passionate about that. I know he's...
Don't sleep on him. Come up and...
We knew Fiddler would go into something great.
Ben's just a good guy.
Strive for greatness, you know?
For sure.
LeBron?
Grew up with that kid. He lived right next to me.
Yeah.
Played baseball with him all the time. Him and Will Spalding.
Yeah, back when I used to have to carry Tyler in baseball.
The baseball days, I missed that.
Baseball days,
those
man.
Were
chewing seeds.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
You know,
we
know, me whoop Schmoyer's ass when he was on, like,
oh, good double A.
Hey, nah. Let me tell the podcast a little something. All right, so, like, I was on AAA, right?
Nick's a bot,
though. And we were, like, not to be cocky, but we were incredible, all right?
Ranked in the nation,
yeah,
for sure.
We're probably ranked.
One of the best estimates.
Yeah, we were insane.
If not.
But early on, probably what, 10th grade? Tyler had the audacity.
10th grade or 10-year-old?
10-year-old, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Tyler had the audacity to say something along the lines of his single-A team would beat the triple-A team. And he was dead serious. I think his dad backed him up.
No, he did. Mike told me that.
And I laughed. Yeah, I would just straight up laugh.
Yeah.
I would say that's...
I mean, there is
politics,
but...
We would get 25.
There was a lot of politics.
We would not have scored a single.
I'm not kidding. I would say 50-0.
Yeah,
it would
be...
Yeah, I believed it, though, for some reason.
But...
Like, you guys would be in the
bottom. It does show there was some... Not triple-A. We would have got killed. But there is politics because...
No,
the fact that we beat the good double-A team just shows, like, that's embarrassing.
Well, bro, there's...
No offense for you guys, but that's really embarrassing.
There's politics in,
like,
every high school sport.
If there was a C basketball team and a B basketball team and a C team beat the B team, that would be horrible.
Yeah,
and the thing is,
dude,
like, his double A team wasn't bad. You guys were pretty good, weren't you? You won state 1 year.
Us?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We were gonna win
state,
but coaching.
What happened?
Pitching change.
What? Like,
pitching?
Can you,
no.
Can you explain?
Didn't pull him.
Wait, you guys are on the same
team. No, I've heard the story.
Can you, like, explain it?
We should have had a pitcher. He already pitched like two. This was semifinals.
Coach's son, of course.
Yeah. I mean, it was Kelvin Casper.
Okay.
He won't miss.
He was a decent pitcher. It was just he already pitched like two games before that.
He's probably burnt out or something.
Yeah, Bursch, right? Bursch should have gone, or Jake Rathsen.
Bursch had a cannon.
We pitched him. Okay, yeah, sorry.
He definitely should have gone and pitched. So we lost like they scored like we scored two in the last inning, but lost by like four. We were gonna play Orono in the championship. Beat them two times that year, 6-0 one year and 7-0 the next game. Nice. So we would have beat them for sure in one state.
Yeah.
Low key though, I was 2-0 against STMA teams. I mean, when we were on the good AA team, we smacked these guys.
We played them?
Yeah, 10-0.
Smack.
Was that 10-year-old?
Smack.
Yeah.
Really? Well, yeah.
And he was saying he was going to beat us. I literally remember specifically Tyler saying that they were going to win, and we 10-0'd them.
Dude, I always forget you're on my team. Yeah. Our best player by far was Jackson Bursch on the mound. We pitched him every game, every inning,
but and that's dude, what ruined his career. Yeah. Clayton, Christosek, and Luke Leyland were gay.
Yeah. Bro, gay good. Back in the day, bro, Clayton had, like, what Boston is now with his glove.
Yeah. Yeah.
He played third base for us,
and he was unreal.
He was third base.
Clayton at third and Luke Leyland at short, and they literally didn't, like, get anything.
Really, isn't it weird to think, like, Leyland was on AA, and he was one of the better players on one of the best players on AAA.
He was in, like, Germany all year for hockey.
He didn't practice.
Yeah.
Same thing happened with Casey. Casey made AA one year, and he was, like, one of our top AAA players.
Really?
He made AA.
Wow.
Nothing beat, though. I think we had the best picnics, honestly.
I was just going to say, the vibes of baseball tournaments were so
on. I remember Tyler used to go in his dad's pickup truck and turn up the music, and then we'd, like, walk out to it, and he thought it was so cool. Yeah.
Dude, do you remember that? You just brought back a hidden memory.
Lit memory.
I can see that so perfect.
That's lit.
Sunflower seeds, putting your eye black on.
Nothing beats out-of-state tournaments.
Yeah. If there's one sport where it's legitimate, you look good, you play good, it's baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If you have swag on the baseball field, your opponent is scared. The thing is,
you would want to get dirty in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'll say...
Nut Cup was a...
Such a bitch, bro.
Yeah, I stopped playing.
You'd be adjusting that every play, like, man.
Tyler, it's hard to get dirty in right field.
I didn't play right field.
Left field. Hey, I played left.
Yeah, you're right.
Second base?
I was catcher. I can picture Tyler catcher, yeah. I remember that.
That was a decent catch.
Nah, but nothing beat, dude, out-of-state tournaments, hotel stays.
I usually pitched. The best, though, just, like, in between games, you're studying brackets on who you could play.
I'm telling you, bro.
You're laying in the shade with your bag on.
Just chilling.
Yep, frog talk.
You're just exhausted. Yes. Dude, but nothing beat you guys. Dude, I wish you guys were there because John Kelly, first of all, one of the best coaches I've ever
heard.
He is one of the best coaches I've ever seen, bro. This guy gave the best speeches I've ever heard, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I've even heard of them, and I never
he is next like level, bro. He had good speeches.
He was a goon, bro.
Just a goon, but he pumped me the hell up.
Heck yeah, bro.
He'd be like, let's go.
I know John was great, though.
John was actually, like,
just
dumb, bro.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Like, he should have been the varsity coach.
He was senior year.
I don't think he wanted to, did he?
Yeah, hitting coach or something like that. But he was dumb, bro.
Nothing felt better than taking off your cleats with a pile of dirt.
Yep.
Putting your slides on and walking to the car.
Wow.
Putting your slides on was next level.
Getting some fruit snacks.
Pool party back at the hotel after you just won.
Dang.
Or pool party at Tyler's old house.
That was lit.
Yeah.
And then the drive.
Your brother would be trying to grab those. I just had sex. Little Lonely Island action, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Actually, the best day of baseball. Not best day, but one of the most exciting. Logo stop. Getting your uniform and you call
what number am I gonna be? Yep.
If anyone went after your number, you're like, oh, we're
that's how my nickname emerged.
Yeah, Nicky Six. Yeah.
My dad loved him.
Just keep rolling.
Yeah.
Maybe 40.
I don't know. Dave just hyped me up in different ways.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I bet you were an animal back then, bro.
Honestly, I was pretty decent.
DeMarini.
Yep.
Tyler's a DeMarini.
And the Easton. I got the Easton.
You did not have the XL
black one.
Yellow and black one.
Dude, and I was telling CC Nick, I miss travel basketball so much,
dude.
That was so fun.
Because eighth grade year.
Yeah. Those tournaments were fun.
I wasn't on the team, but you guys were damn good. You guys were damn good.
Yeah, we choked. No, actually, just complications in state, bro.
I think fourth grade, honestly. Remember, that year was just iconic.
So fun, bro.
We were trailblazers.
We were unreal in fourth grade.
Nobody did that fourth grade. We started it and then won state.
Yeah.
And now they're starting in, like, third grade.
Yeah.
All because of
but, like, even up through, like, it was so fun to just play travel basketball, show up on weekends, you know you were playing like two games on a Saturday and one on a Sunday.
Well, dude, honestly, even high school, even though like I didn't like high school basketball that much, just because of like the
younger
stuff,
years were fun.
But dude, even like the practices, even though like practices are horrible.
Yeah.
They're still fun.
Like the locker room moments.
Yeah, it's so fun, bro.
Me and Nick were just talking about this today. Tyson's sophomore year. Yeah. Really, our coach just didn't even acknowledge Tyson. Didn't know his name after the year.
Fuck him.
Hey, what'd you say? Should I just bring a lawn chair
to practice?
God.
Dude, Oseth either hated someone or loved them, bro.
Yeah.
I
think he just liked me semi. I don't think he...
No, he didn't. I'm pretty sure you, me, like Wyatt, Loki Schmoy at the end of the year, he hated.
No.
Schmoy started at the beginning.
No, he loved me. Then he didn't like me. End of the year, he loved me. I started end of the year once Nick moved up.
Cap.
Swear.
Joey was starting.
No.
He might have.
No, you. Okay, we traded. You off. Started right away. He liked
then,
you so much.
No,
you didn't start. You were behind Nick. You were behind Nick. He liked you a lot. Then all of a sudden, like halfway through the year, he was like, fuck that, and put Joey above you, and you were towards the end of the bench.
What did I do? So I just off the bench.
Yeah.
All like, I don't remember.
You were like the 12th, man.
We had
13th. Yeah. I was 15th, man. You were like 13th.
No way. I think we were up there more.
Who else? Dude, I was dead
he
last.
Just ignored Tyson.
Yeah, I was dead
not like because of skill.
I think kind of just mean.
Yeah, what a dick.
Kind of just mean.
Fuck you. My points
Tyson
per
was
minute
a
were.
Spot up shooter.
My points per minute were.
Right,
better than anyone else.
Bang, bro.
Oh, wait, we should have had 15 guys on our team.
Yeah, for real.
That was messed up.
They should have moved kids up in the beginning and we would have had a better lineup.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have moved
the lineup. System. Thanks.
Well, our starting lineup was ridiculous for a 10th grade team. Nick, Carroll, Brandon, CeCe, and
Krupke.
Krupke, I think. Like, that should not be a 10th grade team.
It started off
Wyatt.
Yeah.
And he moved Krupke.
He hated Wyatt. He hated
Krupke was behind me first game of the year.
Yeah, he was. He was next to me.
Yeah.
Sure. Would you hate him?
Yeah, you know.
Okay, fuck 10th grade.
Yeah.
Then, well, I got
funny, though. Funny.
Honestly, yeah. Like, I didn't even, like, during games, I just, like, I wasn't really, like, locked in even.
Yeah.
I was just having
fun.
Well,
yeah, our sophomore games are a joke.
To be honest, I think I...
Mo got cussed.
Mo was a clown.
No, go. I was...
Oh, Coons was damn low on the pecking order, too. Yeah. He might have been second behind me to the lowest.
Yeah, yeah.
They hated Coons.
I think he was worse than you.
No, he was not even close. I was by far the worst.
You were
I would play like the last minute 30.
They'd get in and everyone just would cheer your name because they knew it. Like,
yeah, we did. We'd be
get it to Brad.
We'd literally be up like 40 with like 5 minutes to go and he would look down, wouldn't check me. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yep. I'm going to blow a 44 lead, asshole.
Yeah.
I remember freshman year with Zoffy as a coach. We were sitting on the bench and Zoffy's wife showed up, I think. And Mo goes, Zoffy, is that your sister? And Zoffy flipped the switch on him.
Oh,
he
it was
went
bad.
Berserk
it was
on him.
Bad.
Now, I'll say this much, dude. Our freshman team was ridiculous.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been that either. Your A team
that was unbelievable. Now that I look back.
Our B team shouldn't have been that good.
Our B team
was dude, B team was dumb too, yeah.
We won
every I don't
game
think
but
lost,
two.
Oh.
We lost to Waconia and that
That's
one.
It.
No, in the
well,
state.
The state thing.
But I don't know. But they were kind
I
of
count,
okay,
I count regular
yeah.
season. Waconia
was a good game.
Regular season,
yeah.
A team lost one game, we lost one game.
And of course, we lost to Rogers, bro.
And
yeah,
Rogers,
that was dumb.
Shout out Sam
Simpson.
Name
the last time
Simpson,
the ninth graders have had two teams that won loss.
Yeah.
Maybe never.
What was that team's name?
Our grade was
really?
Probably, no, I don't think we've ever had that. Our grade was probably deep, like basketball
Unreal.
Skill was probably the deepest grade.
That's and that's the difference between our grades, bro. Like, we actually get in the gym and stuff.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. You know,
we're
we play
the gym
for
we think
now,
it's
like,
fun.
Yeah. Dude, no disrespect if any of the ninth graders I coach are listening, but I go to those ninth grade tryouts and like the bottom kids that were like close to even making a team can barely like, they can't even shoot left-handed layups.
Yeah.
What?
Literally, when we were ninth graders, like, we were like skilled basketball players.
Yeah.
Like even my seventh graders, they still can't shoot left-handed layups. John Olsen had us shooting left-handed layups in like fifth grade.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
We took basketball so seriously. We came. We never messed around. My seventh graders messed around constantly.
Well,
we
yeah,
showed
kids
up.
Are just different.
We took it completely serious the entire time. We worked as hard as we possibly could, and we went home.
It's the
That's
coaches
how it was.
Too. The coaches are just soft now. Like
soft.
John used to bust our ass in fourth grade.
I wish coaches did that.
We'd be grinding like the
Steve Hart
holding the towel on the ground. Yeah, Steve Hart's calling kids pussies as a fifth grader.
Yeah,
and honestly, that.
Hey, yeah, it made us better.
I mean. Well, this might be a little too deep.
Peyton, you cried about it.
This might be a little too deep, but it like...
Peyton.
Damn, Peyton. Damn.
Hey, paper boy.
Paper boy.
Oh, man.
I'm just 40 minutes.
My funniest Steve Hart memory Fall League. He gets kicked out of the game.
Yup.
He gets ejected from the tournament, sneaks back in, and crawls up the unfolded bleachers.
Yep.
He's 6 foot seven, and they're acting like they can't see him. Yeah.
What?
They found him right away.
The ref stopped the game. He said, the ref can't be in here. Yeah. He said, what, man? I'm not doing anything.
He literally climbed the bleachers because they were still, like, straight. And he's 6 foot, whatever, five.
He climbed the bleachers?
And tried hiding up top.
Dude, that's another thing, though, that was unreal thinking on, like, John Olsen and, like, Steve Hart and them is combining, like, A and B kids and, like, fall ball. We thought it was genius. Stupid, but it was so smart because nowadays, like, in seventh grade, we have kids move up from the B team that have no idea how to play with the A kids. We all knew how to play together.
That's smart.
We literally played tough. That.
Yeah,
like
you guys are better for sure.
That's why, in, like, ninth grade. Yeah.
Well, think about like fall league in high school.
Yeah.
Because it'd kind of be a mix, right?
Yeah.
We were tough in those leagues, man. When we like didn't have a coach or anything, we just played. We were actually we clapped Buffalo. Dude.
No, yeah. When
by 20, 30, something
like that. When we were juniors, we played varsity. Yeah. My dad was the coach, and we actually like won. We beat
Apollo. We won the championship. Yeah.
Beat Apollo, beat like Breck. We beat
and our team was
teams.
Tiny and not
yeah. Bro. Yeah.
Like, and it was,
like all are great. Yeah,
those were fun. Joey Miller, shout out. Jesus. That game, he went nuts, bro.
What game?
Against Apollo.
I don't even remember that
game. I don't
know. We were down. No. It was us, Jack Carroll, Joey,
I'm confused.
A kid above, Jonah.
What was this?
I'm not talking about that.
No, you're talking about setup with the coaches.
Yeah, that's set
that
up with the coaches.
That was summer.
This I'm is talking about, yeah, like my... There was like a varsity team, and then it like fell through, and my dad set up a team.
Oh,
and
was
it was
I?
Like,
no, was I? On?
I remember you talking about this.
I feel like you were on it.
Okay, I broke my foot. I broke my foot. I couldn't play. That's what it was. That's what it was.
We were tough.
Like the day before,
and then I coached. Yeah, literally the night before. Sorry, and I sent you guys a picture.
Completely wrong grade.
Yeah, no, was, yeah. And then Weaker ended up playing with us, and like you and like Kale, because like there was gonna be a varsity team, and then they backed out last second.
Yeah, we were tough.
Yeah,
yeah.
We were playing JV as a sophomore. Yeah, yeah. And then when I was a junior playing varsity, that's when we won it.
Yeah.
Miller went nuts. Hit a white line to tie it up. He was just strapped with it.
Dude, I wish.
When was this?
This was summer with the coach. This is
summer? Okay.
Johnson was our coach.
Because I didn't play with you because they did
like.
You
were on the
team.
Yeah, they picked
you. Were on the team.
Was Jonah Brewer?
No.
No, you only got picked for 1 week.
No,
there's three tournaments.
You were probably with me, bro.
No, but you were on my team that my dad made, I think, bro.
Yeah.
You were definitely on it. It was like you three,
Weaker,
Kale. Yeah, in the AC, like breakdown.
Court one, I remember. We played a game on court one.
Oh, your dad coached, right?
He was gonna, but then I coached because I broke my foot.
Yeah.
Yep. Were we in the back, kind of, on the right?
Dude, we played lots of games.
Wait, what? Yeah.
We played multiple.
We played. It was like a
dude
league.
You know what I was gonna say, though, Schmoyer? I wish Johnson would have kept you just for a hype man.
Right, bro, we
need
that.
Because I would have
talked
mad
shit.
Yeah, I would have loved to talk shit with you. Dang. Even if you didn't play at all, like, it would have been fun to talk shit with you.
Oh, garbage time, bro.
Reggie, you should have been, dude, you should have just, like, been on the bench with us.
For senior year?
Yeah. You could have backed me up when I was talking shit. I
literally was gonna, but the only reason I didn't want to is because I just don't want to go to practice every day to not play.
Messing with Nick senior year was pretty funny.
Tyler
said
the funniest
thing. When we used to say shit, Nick would try so hard not to laugh.
Nah, Maple Grove, bro. I'm like,
was that your hardest?
This kid bumps in, like, kind of like bumps into me, invades my bubble, as you would
for
say.
For sure, on purpose.
And you know, like when I play, I'm usually like out for blood and talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I'm trying.
But you
to,
can't
like,
because some, coaches are dipshits.
Yeah, coaches are just dipshits.
Don't let them talk.
But this kid like invades my bubble, kind of bumps me. I like looked at him a little, like I'm like, what is this kid doing? And Tyler's like, what is he doing, Nick? Yep, what is he doing? Yep. I just started geeking. I'm like, oh my god.
But, like, I knew exactly what you were thinking.
But bro. Dude, like, if one of you guys were on the bench, bro, I would have got a tech. Coaches would have taken me out. I would have gotten to the end of the bench. We would have done, like, a handshake or something.
I would have had to sit at the end of the bench, bro, because I was talking so much shit, and then the coaches would have heard. They'd been so mad. So junior year, I would literally talk so much
shit, remember,
and Johnny would sit next to me and just laugh.
Yeah,
me
yeah.
Oh, sorry. No, I
somebody
you
stared you down.
Senior year.
Somebody stared you down.
Oh, yeah, Jackson Owens and Corbin's ex-boyfriend. He hated me because I used to talk to Ann when she dated Jackson, and I was talking shit to him, and then he got an and-one. Turn, walked down, stared at me right at the end of the bench. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, Jesus, this kid is crazy. And, no, multiple people stared me down. Against YZetta, kid checks in, like, bench warmer minutes. I'm telling him. I'm like, he, like, scores a bucket. I'm like, bro, you're playing bench minutes. Like, you're not good. He's just staring at me at the free throw line, and, like, I'm not paying attention. Like, I didn't really care, like, if he was, like – But Johnny's, like, tapping me. He's like,
Tyson, he's looking at you. He's looking at you. He's looking at you. I'm like, who? I'm like looking around. Literally just make eye contact with this kid. He's like licking his lips, thinking he's so cool. I'm like, bro, you are so gay. After the game, we're walking through the line. Like, we're like high-fiving. He gets up to me. He's like, hey. I'm like, dude, what is wrong with you?
What?
Yeah, that's literally what he did. I said, worst. What is wrong with you?
Worst cuss I've ever heard was against Brainerd when they asked Trey Fessler where his para was. And he wore goggles, and they said the pool's down the hall.
Yep. Remember when Tyler told the kid on Andover the sideline to open his eyes?
Oh,
he was Asian.
Chinese guy. Yeah, Tyler screamed
across the gym. Remember when Tyler blocked the shit out of that down to the kid?
Blocked the shit out of the special needs
kid. And he talked shit after.
Stared him down.
We were also winning one time by 40, and Tyler got pushed in the bags and proceeded to lay dead for 3 seconds, then got up and tried to body the kid. Tried to fight him.
Kid pissed me off.
We're winning by 40.
Yo, I was down for like 5 seconds. I shot him straight from hell.
Yeah.
Dude, what did they say to you guys when they cut you junior year? I would have, like, I want to know what they, like, said.
They said my form was really good. That's probably the worst thing about my game. At the time,
At the time, yeah.
Yeah, that's said it. They didn't have a spot.
I specifically remember you, Colton, coming out with tears in your eyes, and I felt so bad for you, bro. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Did I come out with tears in my eyes?
I'm gonna be honest, you just
came out and said this bullshit.
I think I left before you came out.
Nah, I don't remember. Dude, he walks out. He's like, this bullshit, man.
That was the worst feeling, bro.
Yeah, you literally didn't say a word. You didn't say a word to anyone. You just walked out tears in your eyes. Everyone knew.
Well, even the basketball boys, but just like you're hyping up the season before tryouts, and then like people come up and ask you, like, or they'll say like, oh, the bus is leaving or whatever, like early from class, and they're like, Cold, aren't you going? And it's like. Fuck.
Did that happen?
Yeah. Bought custom shoes. Varsity coach saw them, complimented me. He saw me every day in the gym an hour before tryouts.
Dude, well, that's another thing. All of us went to open gym. Like,
I did too. And shit. Oh, like, my God. We had, like,
20 kids in our grade go every day.
But then there's kids who don't go. And
yeah, he said,
man, that's the problem with the coaches, though, man. Yeah. They have no, like, discipline for their team. Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to play, but I still would have enjoyed being on the bench.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, bro. That would have made it so much more enjoyable. That's what I especially senior year, bro, with all the losing, bro.
Hey,
you guys were on the bench.
I got to play one game because we only had six guys, and I was the sixth man. So I got to play hella
against Roseville.
Yeah. Yep, I remember that. That was when everyone was sick.
We had
gassed.
Five guys sick.
Yep.
And if somehow I would have just got a smit, like just a second on varsity my junior year and trash time. Would've
been crazy, bro.
I would have launched, bro. Yeah.
Dude, I just wish one of you, like, because I know one of you guys, if you guys were, like, on the court with me, you guys would have, like, been by my side talking trash.
You know I would have talked.
I said to Sean, it's a good thing I was not a good basketball player, like, and not, like, really cold. Because if I would have been an unreal, like, high school basketball player, I would have been probably the biggest shit talker St. Michael's ever seen.
Honestly,
I would have talked mad shit if I was good.
Yep.
Yeah,
like, stared out in the crowd if I hit a dagger.
Little Tyler Hero attitude.
Yes, literally. 100%, bro. And it's hard if you're not, like, a like tough like that. But if I was tough, it would be...
game over.
Yeah, I would talk so much shit, bro. For sure. Every player, too. Like, I'd be like, who is this kid?
Bro,
I used to, but now when we play, I don't say a word. I just make jokes.
See, I was just a rascal when I played, man. I got punched.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
That dumb bitch.
Dude, if I would have been on that team, bro, swear to God, I would have
come CC came running over. He's like, yo, what you doing, boy? Like,
damn.
Tyler would have been so scared.
No, bro.
Ninth grade, we used to talk mad shit just because we were better than everyone. We'd cuss them. Just cuss them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Brandon would get heated.
We should have talked shit when we were in travel ball, but we were kind of too young to, like, talk shit. And, like, we were just kind of, like,
I developed my talking
shit. I talked mad shit in eighth grade.
I developed my talking shit in, like,
I would say I started talking.
I had anger issues in, like, seventh and eighth
grade. No, I think our team low-key talked a little bit of shit in eighth grade.
I got texts for shoving people all the time.
You were on B2, right? Or you were on A in eighth grade?
No, I was on B in eighth grade.
Okay, remember when I got the ball at half?
Dude, we weren't on your team.
There are two teams.
Me and Tyson were on the other team.
Yeah. Oh, we were on the better team, bro.
You guys beat them, didn't you?
We played like
you guys,
five
you
times.
Guys had to I think we were like 3-2 against you guys, but it was five.
You guys played a lot.
Yeah,
you guys were in every same tournament. That's why.
We're in all the
and we were always in the championship. That's why I was saying to Sean, that's unreal, like, how deep our grade was. Because you have two teams that are equal and you're in the championship every weekend. That is unheard of.
The best time we played was in Park Center when we won an OTE. That game was nuts.
Dude, and then we played him in Rogers, and Steve Jan said he wasn't going to coach him because he was pissed. And we dropped him by, like, literally 30.
smacked them. Like, it was bad.
Why was he pissed?
He was pissed at them because of the last game. I think it was the third place game. They lost to go to the championship, and he was so mad that he said, I'm not coaching you guys. You guys can coach yourselves this game. And he just sat on the bench, and we just ripped.
Clapped them and rapped.
Smacked.
Really?
He was pissed.
We didn't even know that he wasn't coaching, but he was just sitting there, and, like, we came out just, like, on fire and smacked.
If we would have had Steve as our coach instead of our coach.
Yeah, we would have killed you.
We would have, yeah.
You think so?
We had so much size, bro. You guys, your big was Jordan Nolan.
Yeah, we literally Jordan,
nutty Loki.
He wasn't bad, but, like, realistically, we should have used our size way more. We had Mo and Coons.
We couldn't shoot in games until we passed the post.
Yeah.
And it came out.
Wow.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Well, our assistant was Reed Mosey. And our head coach was
honestly,
Patty.
Reed, not a good coach. Funniest guy I've ever been in the gym.
Hilarious,
He takes mad pride in blocking sixth graders. That was his job, was glass cleaner. He'd scrimmage with us and body the shit out of us. Yeah, damn, it's been 50 minutes.
Yeah, if you're still listening, props. But
we'll try to get that. We'll be more consistent coming up.
Yeah, this was like a good topic for sure.
We just gotta have more good topics like this.
Hey, if you
it like starts on one little topic and then just builds up. Like, we literally went from high school and like the past to like everything. You know,
I think it was, let us know if you have a topic.
Yeah, if anyone has a topic, just like hit us up.
I know Alyssa's listening still.
Alyssa, thanks.
You'll give us good
topics. Thanks for still staying here. You know,
Shalissa, get your ass out of here, girl. Go to bed.
I know you're baked.
Shalissa.
Yep.
Well, I think that's where we wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you in the next episode, guys.
In the clouds.
Yes, sir.